Who do we make eye contact with?
I don't know.
I'm not gonna make eye contact.
Anybody.
We don't have to make eye contact with anyone.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
We should.
We just want to face each other.
We should?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. They don't know we're making eye contact.
But we know.
Oh my god. What, does that matter?
Wait,
how?
Why are you on your phone?
Yeah,
Isaac, you
I'm reading
yeah.
the question.
No, you're not. You're
Teenager therapy, because we have problems too.
Here we are, doing it, finally. But before we get into it, I wanted to tell you guys what teenager therapy is. So, teenager therapy is basically just the platform that we created in order to kind of voice our opinions. Because I feel like teenagers are really misrepresented, and a lot of people don't really understand what we're going through. They assume that our problems are dumb, or that our problems don't matter, and that we have everything to be thankful for and nothing to complain about. And I feel like that isn't true. So with teenager therapy, the goal was to really just kind of show people and really voice the problems we have in a very personal way to us. So I hope you guys can take something out of it and maybe relate to it and maybe even get some help from it. So we're all going to introduce ourselves. My name's Guy L. I am a sophomore. We're all sophomores. And I am in all honors. I'm in tennis. I am a board member for two different clubs, and I think that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Hi guys. I'm Mark. I'm a sophomore, 10th grade. I take all honors, including AP Euro. I do volleyball for school. I'm in JV. I do Key Club, and Guile's new club, Pride Club.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys know what that is. You probably don't. Whatever.
All right.
It's a gay club.
Oh, it's not a gay club. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Thomas. I'm an ASB, Cultural Affairs Officer. I'm in Student Council. I'm historian for both Key Club and Pride Club. They're like community service clubs. And I play tennis. Sometimes.
Okay. Okay. Hello. My name is Isaac. I have honors as well and AP Euro, or zero period. I'm in tennis, JV, and I'm taking Avid as well. Just like Mark, I'm in Gael's new club, Pride Club.
It's not a gay club.
Gay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kayla. I'm an Avid, Leo's, CSF. I'm taking all honors, and I'm not in any sports.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
She might join soccer, though.
I probably will.
Whoa. You join soccer?
No, I probably won't. Why would you?
Yeah.
I probably will.
She probably will.
I see Kayla in soccer.
Yeah, I can.
Lots of people can see me in soccer.
Yeah,
just because I'm
soccer.
Mexican?
Yeah.
Kayla's Mexican.
Latina
safe. Hey, wait.
Latina's really doofy.
Can you guys tell what nationality we are by our voice? So,
I'm
take
Mexican.
A guess. Take a guess right now, and in 30 seconds, we'll reveal the answer. So, take a moment, get familiar with our voice, and see what nationality we are. Right? Talk.
You're gonna put this
on. Okay. Mark this.
What?
How do we talk?
Are we gonna put this on?
Okay. Whatever. Anyways, do you get your guesses in? So, I'm Mexican. Mark is Filipino.
I wanna say it.
Oh my god.
I'm Mexican.
Let Mark say it.
I'm Mexican.
I'm Filipino. Mark.
I'm
Filipino.
Okay. I'm Vietnamese.
I'm Mexican.
I'm Mexican.
You look white.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah,
Cuban,
he's
okay,
very,
that's
like,
what Cuban.
Cuban. Let's say Cuban.
Yeah. Cuban?
Well, I'm Cuban and Mexican.
But then say both.
Fine, I'm Cuban and Mexican.
Yeah.
From what side?
West side.
From what side?
Okay. West side.
Cuban.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Cuban. You don't know your side?
Yeah, mom, dad.
Oh, that's what you meant. My mom's side.
Oh,
is that what you meant? I thought you meant like West Side.
Yeah,
me too.
No.
I was like, Miss Cuba, like separate or some shit. Anyways, so what we have planned in this episode is that we really want you guys to get to kind of know us before we really start diving into the different subjects we have in mind. So we thought that we should play 21 questions to fall in love, except we're not doing 21 because that's a lot. So instead, we're going to do 19 questions to fall in love.
First question is, what would make a perfect day for you? And I feel like, for me, a perfect day probably just means me and either a friend or a loved one just kind of like getting personal time, just like one-on-one. I think a lot of like personal time with doing like a simple activity. It could literally just be like painting or walking or anything basic, and I would really enjoy that. That's what it would be for me.
I want good vibes.
Good vibes?
Yeah, good vibes. Like, like every time, everywhere I go, I just feel good. Like, there's laughter. You just feel good. Good vibes. Good vibes.
You want positivity.
Yeah, I want positivity. Yeah. No negativity. Yeah, no negativity.
That. That, I want that too. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
The perfect day for me is, well, I'm not sure, because, like, I think, like, I have, like, very, like, high, like, what is it, like, ideal, I'm very...
Expectations.
Yeah, but, like, that word, one word, like, idealistic?
Unrealistic?
Unrealistic
standards?
Sure, yeah. Basically, my perfect day is, like, I don't want to be at home, but I also don't want to be in the same, like, I don't want to do the same things I'm doing. A perfect day to me is doing something new. And so, that would probably mean, I don't know, like, going to, like, a new state. Or...
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, like, or just, like, flying off to, like, Asia and explore, like, the other countries I haven't gone to. Mm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. A perfect day for me, I don't know. Probably like going to like an amusement park with like a group of friends. I don't know. I really like roller coasters, so.
Really?
Yeah. You don't?
I hate them.
I love them.
I don't like roller coasters.
I used to hate them too, but.
But I have motion sickness.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It makes me feel bad. Like, you guys
nice cover up.
You get to serve. Do you serve well?
I could close to. Like, my stomach just feels really sick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I remember that one time, my parents, like, drove him to, like, Universal.
Oh,
and he was, like, literally about to die.
I was so close to throwing up. I was sweating.
God.
I felt sweating.
So bad.
It was bad. Anyway, what's your perfect day?
I interact with, like, a lot of the people I know. It's like when you don't, like, it's like when someone's absent, like, you don't talk to them, so it's just, like, a depressing day.
Mm.
But, like, when you talk to them a lot and you have fun, you start laughing and stuff, it just makes that period better.
Mm.
Cause, like, if you're just silent, if I'm just silent in one of my periods, it ruins my whole day.
So you just want a fun school day.
Yeah. A fun school day equals a good day.
That's true. So, if you guys could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? You
there's
got
something
it?
To change.
Really?
If
well,
I could
I
change
don't know.
It.
I probably would change something, but I just can't think of it.
So, like, the way I was raised, to be more honest with my feelings, because I'm always, like, lying to, like, do you want to do this? And I'm, like, I just don't want to say, like, what I really feel.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, I always did that growing up, and I still do it now.
I know.
I need to, like, I don't know. Maybe my parents taught me to be honest with my feelings and, like, be a lot happier.
Yeah. What about you? What would you change?
I was shy. I was really shy as a kid. So, like, if I, like, you know, like, overcame this obstacle, I feel like I could have, like, grown up to be a better person.
Of shyness?
Yeah.
Have you not overcame it?
It's getting better, though.
Your shyness?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need more confidence, that's what.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't have confidence.
I agree with Mark.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you
I'm
shy?
Sure I'm not comfortable. Yeah, I was
really
shy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still consider yourself shy?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
What about confidence? Do you feel like you have confidence?
Well, I mean, like, sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
When you feel good?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if I could change something, what would I change? The way I was raised. I feel like, I'm not sure what I would change, because I'm pretty content with myself right now, so I don't think there's really anything I could change, honestly. Like, maybe, yeah, honestly, I'm pretty okay with how I was raised.
Really? Nothing?
I mean, I can't think of anything right now, of like, there was one main thing that I would like, I didn't like. There really wasn't.
For me, yeah, there's like nothing I would change besides, like, I kind of just wish my parents would be a little more like open-minded and stuff, because since like they were born in like Vietnam and like so like they came here for like us and stuff, like they have high expectations and like I don't know, like, because growing up I couldn't tell them anything because I was so scared of what they were gonna say, and like especially like yeah, even though they are like so very supportive, I just wish they were like open-minded. Because they're still not very like supporting of like you know, being gay and like I don't know, like just anything in general. Like they want me to marry a Vietnamese girl, that's what they want. But like I don't know, it's just kind of sad. But I mean, other than that, I would not change.
And if you guys didn't know, Thomas is gay, and so am I. I'm gay.
Gael?
Yes, Gael is gay.
He's gay, I'm gay, everyone's gay. Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess the thing a lot of parents just... I think that's the biggest problem, that a lot of people, teenagers especially, like, complain about their parents being really close-minded. Like, they want... I guess they just want more freedom. They want more understanding parents.
Yes. I agree.
But I don't know, like, do you guys struggle with that? Like, do you want them to be understanding of, like... Because I know Thomas wants them to be understanding in terms of his sexuality. But would you guys say that you want your parents to be more understanding? And if so, like, of what?
Well, my mom is, like... She's actually not pretty strict. She actually, like... She's pretty lenient on things, so...
I mean, you're fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
Are you guys fine with it?
My mom's not strict, like, at all. Like, I hear people getting in trouble for, like, you know, they get, like, a bad grade. And, like, that brings, like the person down. Like, I always hear people, like, all, like, depressed and stuff because I have a bad grade and their parents are mad at them for it. But then my mom supports me and she's, like, she gives me time to get that grade better and, like, kind of uplifts me. To, I don't know, I just feel more positive about it.
Yeah. Do your parents do that, Kayla?
My mom is like what Isaac described. Like,
really?
Yeah, she doesn't really like. I don't know. I feel like as long as I'm happy, then she's happy.
That's how my mom is. Like, I guess she just has trusted me that she knows that, like, I'll get my grades up, so she doesn't have to like constantly be like, make sure you get that up. Like, she just knows that like, I'm responsible enough to do it.
That's great.
What do you guys value most in a friendship?
Trust.
As in?
Like, you trust the other person, you... Alright, no, scratch that. Respect.
Respect?
Yeah, respect. Equal respect for each other.
I just want, like, them to like make me a priority and not just like see like view me as like, oh my god, it's Thomas, I have to deal with him too, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, in a friendship, honesty and trust, because like, okay, first of all, when you go to like, if you have a really good friend, you know how you're telling them all your problems and stuff, like you have to trust them to like keep those problems like within them, don't tell anyone,
because
you know there's a lot of the snakes around at our school. And, like, I always hear, like, people's personal problems being, like, spread out. And it's just, it's like, where's the trust?
To trust. That's what it was.
And then, like, and then honesty, it's like, you know, you're gonna, like, be talking to your friend. And sometimes you're gonna be, like, how do I say this?
like, you'll tell them their problems, but they don't want to tell you anything.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I hate that.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, okay, oh, where's the trust?
Or yeah, or like, yeah. Or like sometimes it feels like you care more about them than they do about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree.
That just kind of sucks.
It feels one-sided.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, I mean, they care more about you.
You suck at me.
Like, you... But I don't get that. Like, so I get that, like... When you tell them everything, but they don't tell you anything, but I don't get the like they care, they care more about you, or what?
No, it was vice versa.
Yeah.
You care more about them than
you
they
care.
Do
but
about
then,
you.
Is you telling them about you, you caring about them, or is them listening, you caring about them?
Cause I mean, you care enough about them, or like you trust them as much like that much as a friend to like tell
oh,
them
so
your personal
trust.
Problems.
Yeah. It's like a trust.
But then they don't. Like trust you the same or like and that just kind of like just demonstrates like how like they just don't see you as like the kind of friend
yeah,
you see them
I
as
I that's like the thing about friendships is like especially in high school because everyone has their own friends and like if you haven't known them for a while then it's hard to like build that like friendship with people that like you both trust each other equally and they don't have like someone else they go to is I don't know, has it happened to you? Like, you guys, like, figure out that, like, you trust them, but you don't really know, you feel like they don't trust you?
Mm. Well, yeah, with, like, new people in high school, yeah.
But, like, on a personal level, have you guys experienced that? Like, they trust you? Or have you, let's switch it, like, have you ever done that? Have someone ever trusted you, but you don't really want to tell them anything about yourselves?
Not personally, because, like, like I said, my idea was, like, I, like, trust and honesty, so, like, of course I'm gonna give them that background, I'm just being a hypocrite.
Yeah. But I feel like we're all hypocrites.
Of course, we're still all hypocrites, but, like, and like, after I had that, like, idea and really thought about it, like, I never did it, really.
Have you guys done that?
Yeah.
Like, have someone ever trusted you, and you don't really want to tell them the same amount of things they tell you?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure I've done it.
Yeah. But why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know, cause I feel like I don't know. It takes me like a long time to like trust somebody. Like, I don't know. It takes a long time for me.
Yeah, it takes time to trust. But then maybe think of it as in that's their point of view. Like, you're telling them everything and they're not telling you because they're still trying to trust you and they don't know if like. You don't know if the person actually wants to hear about your problems or if they're just using you to like rant to you. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like my problem is that like I trust way too easily. Like in a way, like if I like the moment I get close to someone, I like suddenly like they know everything about me. And it's a problem. Like I don't like it. But like it's just in my nature, I guess. So yeah, like so then I just tell them a lot of stuff, but then, like, I don't know what's going on in their life, but they know, like, everything that's going on in my life.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Like, I do that. I told somebody everything, and then, like, later on, they use it against me.
Mm.
And, like,
oh, my God.
That's yeah, so, like, they don't, like, say any of their problems, because if you did, they could use it against
you. That's what I'm scared of.
That's
yeah.
How you're feeling.
Yeah, same.
Like, I don't tell people anything. Unless I trust them, like, if I tell someone about my problems, then, like, because I'm really selective with friends, so if I'm telling them, then, like, I'm really, like, trusting them. And even then, like, sometimes I feel like I pick out what to say, because I don't want to, I still have that fear of, like, could they use this against me? Like, if I say this, will they ever use it against me?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like sometimes I still have to, like, hold back as to how much I tell someone about me.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to me.
Really?
I told somebody, you already know.
Oh.
And I don't know why he does it.
What happened?
So I told him about like something.
Something
Wait,
personal.
You can.
I don't think I know the person, but I think I do know.
I think you can just say it, but Gal can bleep it out.
Really?
Why not?
You can't bleep it out.
No.
Well, yeah,
why?
You
You've
it's
been
really...
cutting stuff out.
Yeah.
What? Not bleeping.
Just,
you want to hear
not bleeping,
bleep
no, like
podcast?
Just like.
Just say a different name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George.
Wait, no,
but I don't know
tell
the
us
real
right
name.
Now.
I want a George.
No, tell us right now, but cut it out. And then just refer to.
Oh yeah, I got you. Like, I got you.
A letter. I don't know.
All right. Well, you guys are not gonna like it against me.
What?
I probably don't even talk to this person. I barely.
Yeah, you do.
Who is?
Why would we use it against you, Mark?
Is it him?
Should you?
Yeah, should I?
I feel like there's
if
no
you
point.
Don't want
why
to,
would
it's
they,
fine,
like,
but I mean.
Well, like I guess it is like a trust thing.
All right, so I'm gonna call this person George. Okay, so no, but like so I told George about the secret, and then was yeah, it? that was when we started like talking a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
But then later on, like we don't talk as much because like other things are in the way. But like then he just started like bringing it up.
Like, was it the like? Secret. What kind of secret was it? Was it like?
It's.
Is it like a personal thing?
Yeah, it's a personal thing. What a personal thing.
Okay.
And like no, and like, we were in the tennis courts, and he just brought it up out of nowhere. It was shade. It was shady, and I don't know why he does it. Like, I don't know.
I feel like George just like never really had like that kind of personal connection with someone, and so he doesn't really know how to like value like secrets or like. How like, oh, you don't want me to tell someone? Like, I don't think he never really, like, had someone that close to him. Yeah. Or, I mean, okay, I don't want to be mean about it, but, like, I don't think anyone has gotten that close to him because of that. Because they think
that's
that he
a
has
a
loud
mouth.
Yeah. But now that someone has, like, he doesn't know how to value it and not, you know, abuse
it. He doesn't have that, like, he doesn't know how to respond to that kind of emotion. And, like... Mm-hmm. That connection you could have with someone. But, I don't know, that's weird. That's like, yeah, I feel like there's certain people that, like, I trust, but I wouldn't tell them anything because I know they, like, would tell people. So those are the type of people that, like, I choose what to tell them and what not to. Because, like, I don't know, I just feel like it will for sure, like, no, see, this is just, like, leading into, like, when you know how, like, I don't get when people, when you have a crush and you tell everyone about it.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? You don't, it's like, you don't want them to know, but you still do.
Oh. I don't know, it feels nice, though.
It feels.
When you do it.
Yeah.
When you tell
like,
them?
No, yeah, it's like
I've
a.
I've never done it, but, like, I can't picture myself doing it.
It's like a.
Too much.
A heavyweight on, like, you're like, I don't know.
And you just want to, I don't know, for me, personally, like, I do it because, like, I feel like it's, like, suspenseful in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
And, like, when you tell people about your crush, like, deep down you know eventually that person's gonna find you.
I know!
You know
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't have to confess it. Like, they find out. So, like, when you...
Then you get that tension.
Yeah, so when you end up, like, asking them out, they already knew, so they won't be like, wait, what? No. Or, like, yeah, like...
You get that. Like, I guess everyone knows deep inside what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, do you know your intentions when you tell people? Do you know, like, the end goal?
The end goal? What do you mean by that?
I think everybody's end goal when, like, you tell somebody, like, you like them, it's, like...
For them to find out. Or to
date
them.
Yeah. So, like... Why would you tell them with the intention to not, like,
yeah.
Date, you know?
I don't know. For me, it's just, like, dumb. I wouldn't say it. Like, if I had a crush on someone, I wouldn't go around telling tons of people.
I don't tell tons
exactly.
of people.
Yeah.
I tell tons of people. Or, well, not now. Because, or, actually, I still tell a pretty good amount of people. Like, but people I'm close to. But back then... Oh boy, like, for some reason, every time I had one, I just felt the urge to, like, let everyone know. I don't know why, though. I don't remember the reason why, but now, I know better.
I feel like you just let, yeah, I remember that, like, when you were, like, in 7th and 8th grade, every time you had a crush, you wanted everyone to know you had a crush. You were like, yeah, guys, I have a crush.
It's yeah, because back then, I thought everyone was close to me. Like, I was like... Because, I don't know, like, in Madison, everyone treated me so nicely, and I'm like, wow, everyone's my friend. But that clearly did not work out. No offense, like, to all the Madison people listening to this. You guys are all nice, but, I mean, we're just not close, so. But, yeah, I don't know, like, because, yeah, I just felt a personal connection, because I never really had friends. And so when they, like, became my friend, I had the urge. To just do what friends do, you know, like
tell them
about
your
crushes.
I mean,
spill the tea.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about love and relationships and affection? Like, do you want a relationship? Are you looking for one? Is it too much stress? Do you think it's dumb? Just anything you feel about it. Like, do you feel like you need someone in your life? Are you scared of having people in your life?
Okay, at first, you have that crush and you really like them and everything. But after, like, you date them, it kind of gets stressful. Like...
Wait, well, yeah, I said you're dating someone, right?
Yeah, but, like, it's kind of, like...
Complicated.
It's complicated. Really? But, so basically... I get stressful because, like, you're in school, so you also have to think about your significant other. So, like, you have to go out with them constantly. You have to get them, like... Girls are normal. But, like, you have to, like, spend a lot of time with them when, like, you're still trying to deal with school.
You gotta spend a lot of time on...
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
I don't know how people struggle with that, though.
Huh?
Like,
yeah, it's
hard. If you like hanging out with the other person, then, like, you shouldn't feel like it's a burden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't see it as a chore. It's more like, yay, I get to hang out with you now.
Yeah, I don't get how, like, people are, like... The biggest thing I hear people say is, like... It's just the big burden to, like, have to spend time with them. And it just makes it seem like...
They're only dating them to just date them.
Yeah, like,
isn't that
the reward?
The reward is being able to hang out with them and, like, talk to them. Because that's, like, the goal. You wanted to, like, be with them constantly. Not just be like, oh, yeah, I'm dating that person.
Are any of us in a relationship?
No.
We're none of us are in a relationship.
I mean,
Well, actually, some background.
Three.
Me and Thomas were dating for, like, almost 2 years.
Whoa.
But we've been broken up for like three months. Or a couple of months. So that's, I feel like that's some necessary background info. So that's, he's been like my only boyfriend. He was my first boyfriend. So that's like the only experience that I have in terms of my gay boyfriend.
But like, don't worry, like, you're on good terms, I guess.
I guess.
Like, I don't know, it's hard getting used to it. Because, like, we're still, like, best friends. But it's just we're not, like, doing boyfriend stuff, so.
Oh.
Are you friends with your ex?
Me?
What? Yeah.
Oh. No.
Any of them?
No. Any of them?
Oh, yeah. Mark was a big fuck.
No. All right. But that was, like, middle school.
Yeah.
How many girlfriends have you had?
After high school?
Damn.
Not in that way, no.
In total. I mean, that's okay, 8th grade enough.
Does middle school really count?
Yes.
8th grade enough.
More than a month.
Yeah. More than a month? Oh.
Then what's like, your longest one? Okay, well, what's your
My longest one's like four.
Oh, man. So a month is already half a year for you.
Yeah. A big fuck.
That was when my mind was not developed, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I still had that medical mentality.
But do you feel like you need to have someone to be happy?
Hmm?
Do you feel like you need to have someone to be happy?
No. Currently, like, I just came from, like... Well, I didn't just came, but, like... I'm going through... I'm recovering. I'm recovering from this past relationship.
Really?
And like, I'm starting to,
you're still not over it?
No, yeah, yes, I'm over it. I'm over it, just, like, every time, like, she's...
Okay, yeah.
But, like, yeah, I'm, like, on the journey of recovery.
Recovering from what?
Huh?
What are you trying to recover from?
I had so much negative feelings towards her, like, after the breakup.
So you're trying to just be more positive about her.
Uh-huh. And, like, I don't know, I don't see this, the relationship as, like, mistake. I see it more like, you know, like, I learned a lot.
You learned a lot.
I learned, you know, because I really depended on the person. It was not a healthy relationship.
What do you mean by dependent, though?
Depending, like, happiness was on her, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I felt the same way about Gael. We're like...
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, because, like, I was like, I don't know. I guess, like, because it was, like, the first, like, true relationship I had. And so, like, I was, like, I don't know. I just became so, like, dependent and, like, reliable on him.
I know. Did you hear that?
Cut that out. But, like, yeah, I just became so, like, relied on him for everything.
Yeah.
Like my happiness, mm-hmm. my well-being, mm-hmm. my mental health, like it was bad.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, it was. It was not
when
healthy.
That happens, when you rely on one person for your happiness, for your health, for basically your confidence and your self-esteem,
yeah.
it's toxic because you're guilting the other person to take responsibility for you. And if they're unhappy with the way things are going in a relationship, it basically feels like you're trapped. Because if you break up with them, that means you're basically destroying their self-esteem, their confidence, their happiness, and you're making them mentally, like, unhealthy. That's like...
You're talking about your view, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about...
Not like, the...
Yeah.
The one that's, like, dependent?
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, my...
The view. One that's being depended on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, it's kind of... It sucks because if people think of you as like, they see the other person being sad and this, and then you start to feel guilty, like, should I be with them just so they could be happy and not like kill themselves or
mm-hmm.
risk killing themselves? Or like, I know a lot of people that have like said, if you break up with me, like, I'll hurt myself.
Oh,
and that puts so much pressure on the other person. Like, I have to be with you. And like, even though I've experienced that, even though it's not as severe, it's still, like, sucky because it almost feels like you have to be in a relationship with them for them to appreciate you.
Well,
not appreciate you. You have to be in a relationship for them to for them to be happy. It just feels like you're trapped.
Well, coming from my point of view, the one that's being, or that's depending, it's not that, like, we're trying to guilt you, it's just that, like...
We just became so attached.
Yeah. Like, we love you so much that, like... yeah, like, we depend everything on you, but, like, we don't want it to be bad. We want it to be good.
You make, like,
but, like,
threats.
So, yeah,
like, you stay with them no matter
what. I didn't make threats. Yeah. I didn't make threats.
It's just...
I
know that. Like, I know you guys wouldn't... I know the other person usually isn't trying to make a threat or, like... make it seem like a bad thing, but it's just like how just imagine if someone like kept telling you like you broke up with me and like I've been the most unhappy I have been in months, like I'm so unhappy, I'm depressed, I hate my life, everything's going wrong, and someone just tells you that, like, how would you respond? What would you do? Like, your first reaction would be, should I just get back together with them so they could be happy?
Okay, like, I get you. And, like, the thing you have to do is break up with them. Because they're not in, like, a healthy mind. State of mind. So, yeah, the good thing is to break up with them, and they just gotta deal with it. Like me.
You gotta,
like,
deal with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you just have to, and then make the person learn.
But some people aren't that emotionally strong. Some people aren't that emotionally strong. Like, you were able to deal with it, but what if some people can't?
What do you mean? Like, if they can't, what would they do?
Yeah, like, what do they do? They literally can't live without another person.
Okay, at me? Okay. I don't know. It's just, like, it takes time to learn. Like, it takes a really long time for them to learn. And so, I think the only, like, thing you can do is, like, be patient, which kind of sucks. But, like, I mean, what else are you going to... Because you can't force them on them. You can, like, try and, like, I don't know, but you just can't, like, push it. You have to, like, allow them to grow from it.
I still say break up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just make sure that they have, like, help. They have the needed help.
I guess so. I mean, Kayla, how do you feel about it? Because have you ever been in a relationship?
No. That's so why I don't have anything
you've
to
never
say.
Experienced it. So, like, from someone that has not
yeah.
experienced either of those sides, like, what would you do?
Of what?
Either,
if I was
like,
dependent on
either if you, like,
how do you
your point of view from, like, looking at both sides?
Well, I feel like if you're depending on the other person, well, then obviously, like, there's something wrong, you know? Like, not try to distance yourself from them, but, like, if you already notice that you're depending on them, then just, like, not become distant, but, like,
become dependent.
Yeah, try to become independent so that, like, later on it's not as bad, you know?
While you're still together.
Exactly.
Before you go into, like, any relationship, you gotta make sure that you can be dependent on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people can't be independent, so that's why they even go into the relationship in the first place. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. they're like, okay, like, you could depend on that person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's like one of the main reasons they get into that relationship.
People just gotta know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that's the problem with a lot of relationships in high school, is that people aren't happy with themselves. Mm-hmm. So they look for other people.
To make them happy.
Yeah. I think that might be it. That's why people don't last.
Mm-hmm.
God. I hate that so much. Because I just don't like people that get dependent on another person. Because it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I guess it's just like, you're becoming dependent on them for your happiness, but
mm-hmm.
I feel like that maybe that's just like a deeper issue. Like, are you unhappy with yourself? Like, why do you feel the need to have another person be your happiness?
It's not that they want to. It's just that it just happens.
Yeah, like, yeah. They don't really take that into consideration or, like, realize it when they're going into the relationship.
Well, yeah, when they're, like, when love, like, corrupts your mind. When love is, like, that's all they think about. They don't think straight.
Well, were you happy before you went into a relationship?
Me? No, I feel like that's, like, one of the reasons why all of my past relationships ended so began. Quickly.
Ended?
Yeah, because, dude, like, I'm a jealous person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm a jealous person, and,
So, like, if you were to see her, like, just, like, talking to another guy, you'd be like...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, back then. I'm trying to fix myself now.
Mm.
Okay. That's just how I thought. People change, things change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm also jealous, but I don't think I was that jealous, but I... Okay, don't answer that question. No, don't answer that question, but I was definitely jealous, though. Kind of. Because I'm not happy with myself, and that's the problem, is that, like, you have to find... you need to be happy with yourself first before, like, trying to be happy with, like, someone else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just a problem. But, I mean, it's, like, working.
Do any of you want a relationship? Do you want a relationship, Kayla, since you've never been in one?
Well, I mean, like, it's not like I want it, but if it happens, it happens. So like, you're just, like, I'm not looking for it, like, but if something were to
you're
come
just waiting, mind, oh, like, you're waiting for it to come to you. But, like, what are your expectations? Like, what do you look for?
Your type.
Yeah.
I don't have a type.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
What do you like in a person?
Okay.
Like, because I feel like you freak out if I say type, because then you think of, like,
yeah,
just, like, what do you like in a
just
person?
Just, like, what everybody else looks for.
Like,
smart.
Yeah, but, like, specific
traits.
Not smart.
They don't
well, I mean,
smart.
Do you want someone that's, like, outgoing? Do you want someone that could, like, talk, like, have fun? Do you want someone that's, like, a little more quiet? Like, what do you look for?
Do you like tall guys?
Like, well, they have to be taller than
6 feet.
Yeah.
Really, that's like a concern. Like, you want them to be taller than you?
If they're shorter than me, like...
Well, what if they're, like, the same height?
Oh, my God, I can't.
Okay, what if they're the same height as you?
Then, that's fine.
It's okay,
yeah,
but,
it's
I mean...
Yeah, but,
like
if, if he's, like, a little taller than, like...
Oh.
That's good.
Do you like people that are, like, outgoing?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a type. Sometimes I look like... quiet kids, and then sometimes
I mean, have you ever, like, met someone and been like, oh, like, I really like him? Maybe not, like, you didn't.
Yeah,
really.
Hasn't everybody?
I don't know. Have you?
Yeah. I have.
Well, what were they like?
Like, since, like, what grade are we talking about?
Like, just the most recent.
Most recent?
That you felt like, was like, oh, I like how he acts. Like, I like being his friend.
Like, personal traits.
Well, they have to be funny.
You want them to be funny.
Yeah. I really
you
love laughing.
Everything.
Yeah.
You just love that.
That would be funny.
Alright, next question. Because our 21 questions is just 5 questions. So, how warm is your guys' family? Like, how close are you to them? Are they, like, supportive? Are they just, like, do they feel more distant? Or are you really just close with them?
Okay, so... My mom's the Falcon. This is messed up. my mom's side of the family, it's like they're all dead. Like,
oh my
no, like,
wait, what?
All my mom's siblings like died because they have like messed up like
genetic. Dead. Oh, you mean
yeah? Like, I was like, oh my god. No, oh, like, what did you mean?
They're
soulless. Yeah, they're
boring.
No, how do you?
How do you see that? So like,
they're all normal? Dead
because I never met them.
Okay.
I never met them when I was born. It was just like my
mom.
Damn.
So like, I really always wanted a connection with. I wish I had a connection with them because imagine having a connection with like all of those people.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just work a lot better.
You have a small
my
family?
Dad's side of the family is like really distant. Like they're like. Like that side of the family is really big because you know Mexican families,
yeah,
they're like hundreds. But like I'm not that close with them because like I don't know, my dad's like the oldest out of all of them, but like they're all like don't really not close with it. They never like really engaged with
see
his
them
family. Not even just that, they never really engaged with his family.
Do they live here? Like around here?
They live in Long Beach.
Do you have a small family?
The ones that I interact with, yeah, because pretty much, like, some people have, like, a lot of cousins. They have, like, their grandpa, their grandma. I don't have grandpa, grandma. I barely have, like, any aunts or uncles that I interact with. I have, like, some cousins. Like, I have one cousin that I'm really close to.
Yeah, I don't really have any, like, family. Like, all my family is in Mexico. So here, it's like, I don't really have any of those, like, I always see, like, people, like, they have, like, cousins over, they go to the cousin's house, they're having a huge family.
Gathering.
Yeah, like, during Christmas, you know, they have, like, a huge table.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for me, it's always just been, like, four people. Just my mom, my dad, and my sister, and that's, like, been my entire family.
So, would you say that you guys are, like, extremely close because of that?
No.
Oh.
I would just say, like, we're a small family.
Oh.
Do you have siblings, Kayla?
Yeah.
How many?
I have three.
Yeah. Are they like a
sister?
I have two sisters and one brother.
Do they get along? How old are they?
My oldest sister, she's like 28, I think. And then my brother, he's 21. And then my sister, she's 19, I think.
Oh, you're the youngest by like
a
lot.
So like, I feel like I'm obviously closer to like my second oldest sister. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And like with my brother, like I don't know, we're just not that close. But like we don't hate each other, but
yeah. What do you guys mean by like not that close? Like you just talk to each other, but you're not like.
Like I'm not like I don't tell him everything. Like I tell my sister everything. Like she knows everything.
Yeah.
You know, like. But like, and then with my oldest sister, like there's such a big age gap. Like I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to like. Talk, it's just like regular.
Oh.
I mean, like.
Just casual.
I'm closer with her than like my brother, but. Well, actually, no. I feel like it's the same amount.
Mm.
Yeah.
You're the only child, right, Mark?
Yeah, I'm the only child.
Oh my God,
so
how does that feel?
I can't relate with you guys.
How does that feel? Like,
do
you want siblings?
Yeah. But like an older one.
A mentor?
A mentor, yeah.
You get to connect with them a lot.
Uh-huh.
A lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I just have my mom, so like... Yeah.
Do you talk to her?
Yeah, we were really, really close.
Mm, that's good.
I love my mom.
Same. Mm. Shout out to my mom.
Exactly.
You have a bigger family, right?
Yeah, I have cousins, lots of cousins. I actually used to live with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't feel like I have that, like, only child complex, but that, like, I got to be, like, I got the experience of being, like, an older brother to my younger cousin, which is a girl.
Mm.
You're about to call her sister?
Yeah. That's how it feels.
See,
yeah.
I think that's how I am. Because, like, I lived with my cousins for, like, 6 years. So I still get that, like, feeling of I'm not an only child. Even though I'm not. Since my sister, we're 6 years apart. But I lived with my cousins for those 6 years. I've never really, like, experienced the single child and only child, like, syndrome that you guys talk about. But I don't know what that is. But Thomas, you have two siblings.
Yeah, my older brother, he's at college. He's 19. He's a big, pot. He goes to, like,
oh
he, he's, like...
Oh, my God.
No, he's, like, a frat boy. So, like, yeah, he's 19. I have a little brother, he's in middle school now. I think he's... I lose track. It's like 12?
No, it's like 12. Middle 12 school, is like... That's 6th grade.
Yeah,
oh, then he's 13.
13.
Then 13 or 14?
No, not
14.
No,
is freshman.
No.
Yeah. No, okay. 14 12. Would be 8th grade.
12 about to be 13.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like he's 12. He's 12 right now, I think.
Crazy.
Okay, but yeah. I say... we're close, but, I can't tell them, like, personal problems. Or, like, there was probably, like, 2 times where I, like, told Tommy, where I told my big brother, personal stuff. And, like, the thing is that he's supportive, it's just that, like, I feel like he just doesn't understand a lot of it, but he still tries to be supportive. And for my little brother... He just, like, he doesn't understand, like, that kind of, those kind of concepts yet. So, I find, like, trouble kind of talking to him, you know?
And you don't talk to him about, like, they know you're gay, right?
Tommy knows. Tim, I think he found out somehow, but, yeah. I mean, they cool with it, but, I mean, I've heard, like, a lot of, like, people tell me that, like, Tommy was homophobic. Which is kind of, like, sad to hear, but, like, I don't really, like, it doesn't really affect me that much now because he doesn't live with me. He's at his own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'm, like, not that, like, sad over it. But, yeah. But in terms of family, because we moved on from the topic and I didn't get to say, big family. Like, my grandparents had tons of babies. Yeah, tons and tons. So... A lot of them are still at Vietnam. Some of them are here. Like, actually, a good amount is here. But, like, the thing is that, like, I grew up with, like, cousins that were, like, either, like, over 20 or, like, kids that were, like, literally under 10. And so I never got to, like, get close with a cousin. Yeah, so I'd say that, like, I'm close with my family, but, like, not close enough to the point where, like, I can tell them about my problems.
This is probably a good place to end it. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I know we kind of just talked about a lot of different things, but the reason for that was that we really wanted you guys to kind of get to know us a little more before we start talking about other things that might be a little more personal or a little deeper. So for the next episode, something we did want to ask you guys is that you leave questions and you suggest things that you want us to talk about. If there's anything specific you guys really want to hear, please let us know, because that would really help a lot. We're recording this on an app called Anchor, and through that app, you can ask live questions. Well, not live, but you could record questions and then we could listen to them in the episode. So... please ask us something, and hopefully we'll be able to answer them next week in the next episode of Teenager Therapy. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.